Now throughout the journey from here till Makkah Sharif, there is nothing else to do except read Labbaik. The best wazifa of the person who is in ihram is Labbaik. When you're climbing, when you're getting down, when you're walking, anywhere, when you meet the hajis, Labbaik, Labbaik. That is the best wazifa for the person who is in ihram. So it is so simple, there's nothing really difficult up till there. Now we will say that we're arriving at Makkah Sharif. On the journey, abstain from all sin. Do not cast lustful glances at the women folk that pass by. You are going in search of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love, and it will definitely be projecting a very wrong image if the person is now casting lustful glances at other women who are passing by. If Allah Ta'ala has made it haram now to even talk to with one's wife, those things which are normally permissible, or during relationship, or that relationship which was permissible between husband and wife, if Allah Ta'ala made that also haram in ihram, then what about those women who are total strangers and it wasn't permissible at any time in the person's life to engage in such kind of romantic talks with them? So this is what a person must be very careful. And we notice this, that there are many, many women who travel without mahrams. They don't come with mahrams. They come in groups, just ladies. Now there are ladies, 5 in a room, 10 in a room, 6 in a room, no mahrams at all. They've got fatwas that you can carry on like that. And the best part is sometimes some agents say that we are the mahrams of all these women. The agent has become the mahram. 5 ladies, you ask them, who are your mahram? They say, the agent. And this is no joke. When I was going 2 years ago, so one brother came down and he said that I want to send my mother with. There are some other ladies also that are traveling in the same plane, I want to send my mother with. And I hope that you will guide them along. I said, brother, with whom is your mother traveling? He said, but aren't you going in the same plane? Can't you be their mahram? I said, I am not an agent and I can't be mahram for your mother. How can I be mahram for your mother? So this is important, that we should make sure that they go with mahrams. If they do not go with mahram, what is going to happen? Lots of people take the sister-in-laws along. They say, my sister-in-law won't get another chance to go for Hajj, therefore, and there's no other mahram that she's got who will take her, and she's very desirous, so her sister is going, so let me take her with. That is totally haram and forbidden. How will they face Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, I am not happy about your coming here. I told you to come with mahram, you don't come with mahram. And you come here and you say, oh Allah, give me this and give me that and bless me and forgive me. I am not happy about your coming. So we are going to please Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we are doing exactly which something which annoys Him and which displeases Him. Then how will our Hajj be accepted? So therefore these ladies who go without mahrams, we have noticed that because they have no mahrams, no control, then they are sometimes involved in sinful situations. It has become very common now in Makkah and Madinah Sharif. As I mentioned in my Friday talk, that one person phoned and told me, he says, I had this dream and I want an interpretation for the dream. So I told him, I asked him a question, the brother, speak the truth. You were involved with some woman in Makkah or Madinah Sharif. That's what your dream is indicating. The dream was something totally different. And he admitted, yes, that is what it is. One woman phoned and said, Maulana, I dreamt of Surah Yusuf. Somebody is telling me, read Surah Yusuf. Now outwardly, it's a very beautiful dream. If anybody dreams, must read Surah Yusuf. What interpretation you'll give? MashaAllah, wonderful, beautiful, what a nice dream. I told her that unfortunately it seems that there is some man who is in your life, a stranger, but you have the potential of becoming nek and pious, but you won't be able to achieve that until you give up the sin. Is it true? She said, yes, it's true. I said, that is what you are being told, that read that Surah Yusuf and see how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam protected himself. He was seduced by Zulaikha, but he did not even fall for that. So this is what you are being told, not that it's a very beautiful dream that now you must keep reading Surah Yusuf. So this is what is happening there. We are seeing it with our open eyes. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give in our hearts the azmat of that place, the respect of that place. We are not going to America, we are not going to Europe, we are not going to see Eiffel Tower, we are not going to see the Taj Mahal. We are going to the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Da'amat Barakatuhum, he says that normally a person, a king, he would like to build a big palace and he would like to have his palace with beautiful gardens, lush vegetation. But look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that he built his house where, a small house, and where the mountains are completely grassless. No grass on those mountains. The kyun? Because if Allah Ta'ala had built a very big house, then the Haji would have made one tawaf and collapsed. If the Kaaba Sharif was very big as Durban, then which Haji would have made tawaf? And if those mountains were like the mountains of Switzerland or Kashmir, then every Haji would have been sitting there with the camera clicking away. He would have forgotten about the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and for what purpose he came there, and he would be sitting there looking at the scenery. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's house is no ordinary place. We are going to Makkah Mukarrama, which was the birthplace of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Makkah Mukarrama, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had the first house for his worship constructed. Makkah Mukarrama, which was visited by every Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. 124,000 Nabis all made hijrat to Makkah Mukarrama. They all went to Makkah Mukarrama. They all went for Hajj. This Kaaba Sharif, it was visited, even if that same, those same stones are not there. Because what is the real Kaaba Sharif? It is that land and not the walls. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli is there from the very first day. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this house when we are visiting, we must visit it with respect. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned that the ummah will stay prosperous and enjoy the blessings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala until they will respect the house of Allah and the city of Makkah Sharif. And when that respect is going to go, then Allah Ta'ala will bring about destruction. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked on that land. The Quran Sharif was revealed on that land. Jabal-e-Nur is there in Makkah Mukarrama. So it is not a place that we go like how we normally go and visit other places. There we must be very careful, we must be on our guard. Just as the reward of one good deed is increased by 100,000 times there, in the same way that if you are going to commit sins there, then Allah Ta'ala, lifelong he will never be able to become prosperous. There are lots of people, they went for Hajj and they came back, and instead of changing for the better, they changed for the worse. And thereafter all the Quranic ayats and all the hadiths and all the nasihats have no effect on them because of some sin that they have committed in that holy land. So we must be on our guard, we must go to that house with complete respect. We must be fearful when we are putting on the ihram that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must not reply that I am not accepting your coming. What have you done to please me? But at the same time we must be hopeful too that that is a place where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives sin, so we are doing whatever we can and we are going to go there and seek from Allah Ta'ala. Therefore you must be very, very careful, especially in the hotels that you put up, in the bazaars and marketplaces where you walk, that and not only there, but even in tawaf, that is where shaitan will tempt the person the maximum. Because Chinese women, Malaysian women, Indonesian women, Americans, African, Indian, Pakistanis, the women, they have lost all haya and shame, so they push and bump the men right in the haram and right by the Kaaba Sharif and by the Hajar Aswad. So therefore there's bound to be occasions where no matter how much you are concentrating on your zikr and tasbih and your dua, But some woman might come on your right, some woman might come on your left, someone might come way in the front. So at that time, shaitan will make, will put pressure on your nafs that you must look at this woman and admire her beauty and put all kinds of thoughts in your minds. So at that time, to keep close, to shut your eyes as much as possible or look down. Of course, you don't shut your eyes because you'll bump into others. But to look down and to put your mind off it. People say, how can you put your mind off it? If a person has got a gun on your head there, and there's a pretty woman that is walking in front there, and he says that I'm going to shoot you dead just now, at that time will his mind be on that woman? Although the woman is right in front, but where his mind is going to be on that gun? So that bullet mustn't come shooting into my head. So that made him think of something else at that time, although that woman is in front. So at that time, think of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, think of the azmat of his house, think of Jahannam's azab, the fire of Jahannam. Think of that incident where that person cast a lustful glance at a woman and one hand came out from the Rukna Yamani and gave him one such slap that his eyes, one eye he lost. Allah Ta'ala has the power. Allah has got the power that those angels which are around the Kaaba Sharif, he can order them to paralyze this person that he is coming here for tawaf and this is what he is indulging in. Allah has that qudrat and power. Where we are playing? We are playing right in front of the Kaaba Sharif. People think that that is a holiday and therefore they will sit around the Kaaba Sharif talking, gossiping, making ghibat and indulging in all kinds of sin. And then we say that our Hajj did not give us the promised rewards. Instead of looking at the Kaaba Sharif, which gives you 40 blessings, because the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is descending on the Kaaba all the time. 60 is for those who make tawaf of the Kaaba, 60 of those who make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, 40 for those who are making salah, and 20 for those who are just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. Just to look at the Kaaba Sharif is also an ibadah. So what will shaitan say? First he will start making you look at the Kaaba Sharif. And within 2 minutes, the person is tired of looking at the Kaaba Sharif and his gaze comes a little lower and now he starts following the ladies that are making tawaf. We have seen these type of things happening. So we must be very careful. That place is not a place which we should take lightly. It is a very significant place. Now that we have got our ihram, we have reached Kaaba Sharif, let us do the tawaf tonight and tomorrow inshallah we will do the 5 days of Hajj. The 5 days of Hajj.